Hello, and welcome to the Soundwave Podcast, music, technologies, stories, for people who love the art and science of listening to and enjoying recorded music. Here it's all about the art and magic of sound reproduction and related human stories. We survey music, technology, and stories from the early beginnings of relatively low high fidelity to the heyday of the 70s high fidelity and the modern age of digital and streaming. I'm your host, Pat Shepard. Given my personal and professional interest and focus on artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML, I thought I'd do a series of Soundwave Show episodes that cover the intersection of AI and ML with music. I'm calling this series Artificial Intelligence in Music, or AIM for short, which is kind of funny for those of us who are old enough to remember AIM as the first widely used chat application from AOL. When you hear AI in music, you might think of robots creating and composing music. I don't believe AI will ever replace musicians, but it is going to become increasingly essential for musicians and all those participating in the current music industry to understand and leverage it. AI can help make music better and faster. This episode is AIM Part 1. What are AI and ML, and how is it already impacting your life? I will cover this topic in three episodes. First, AIM Part 1. What are AI and ML, and how is it already impacting your life? Part 2. A broad brush overview of artificial intelligence in music. And Part 3. Specific uses and applications of artificial intelligence and machine learning in music, including AI music generators. I have been diving into AI and ML and data science through online classes, lots of reading, tutorials, and experimentation. This is very relevant to my job, but I'm very interested beyond merely just work. I've spent my own time digging into Jupyter notebooks, I even have a Jupyter t-shirt, and various Python libraries such as Pandas and NumPy, which are open source libraries for data analysis and manipulation. I've also worked with various AI services such as image recognition and classification and how to train the related models. This is a fascinating endeavor because it is the intersection of statistical analysis, data visualization, programming, and future world of evolution and possibilities to make the world a better place. But first, let's understand AI and ML. So a brief paragraph from Columbia Engineering. Machine learning is a subset of the broader category of AI. Artificial intelligence refers to the general ability of computers to emulate human thought and perform tasks in real-world environments, while machine learning refers to technologies and algorithms that enable systems to identify patterns, make decisions, and improve themselves through experience and data. You could say that machine learning is a pathway to artificial intelligence. AI has a number of subtopics, such as machine learning, deep learning, neural networks, computer vision, and natural language processing, or NLP. The important thing for listeners to understand is that there will be no field of endeavor, no job, nothing, that isn't already or won't be impacted by AIML. You probably are already using AIML, but don't realize it. Here are some examples. Opening your phone with Face ID. The technology that enables Face ID uses advanced hardware and software capabilities of the Apple iPhone. The TrueDepth camera captures accurate face data by projecting and analyzing thousands of invisible dots to create a depth map of your face. It also creates an infrared image of your face. A portion of the neural engine of the A-series Bionic chip transforms the depth map and infrared image into a mathematical representation and compares that representation to the enrolled Face ID data. Face ID automatically adapts to changes in your appearance, such as wearing cosmetic makeup or growing facial hair. If there is more significant changes in your appearance, like shaving a full beard, Face ID confirms your identity by using a passcode before it updates your face data. Face ID is designed to work with hats, scarves, glasses, contact lenses, and many sunglasses. Furthermore, it's designed to work indoors, outdoors, and even in total darkness. This is pretty amazing. Facebook's content standards. To find, review, and take action on content that may go against the community standards, they use both AI and human reviewers. AI can detect and remove content that goes against their community standards before anyone reports it. Other times, the technology sends the content to human reviewers to take a closer look and make a decision on it. Google search rankings. Google has several internal AI projects which look at the query and content language that have grown to be integral parts of their search engine. RankBrain, which was launched in 2015, helps better define how that query relates to real-world concepts. Neural matching, launched in 2018, helps understand how queries relate to pages. And BERT, which was launched in 2019, and still used today, helps understand how combinations of words express different meanings and intents. Digital assistants and chatbots. Digital voice assistants such as Apple's famous one, Alexa, Google Home, etc., are quickly becoming important wingmen in our daily lives. You can ask them to control appliances, ask for directions, or even to tell you jokes. These tools use natural language processing and generators driven by AI to return answers to you. Chatbots are similar, but are most often used with companies to answer customers' questions and requests with as little friction as possible and with as little, much more expensive, human interaction. Generally, this is called call deflection. Again, AI and NLP are critical to understanding the intent of the questions and figuring out what to respond with. Recommendation engines. Amazon uses AI algorithms to learn what you like and what other people who are like you purchase to deliver your Amazon feed recommendations for what you might like in your cart. Netflix uses your past viewing history to deliver suggestions of what you might want to watch, including genres, actors, time periods, and even more. Its tool gets as specific as to what time of day you are watching and what you traditionally like during that time frame. A few other real-world examples from different industries. AI in manufacturing. Efficiency is key to the success of an organization in the manufacturing industry. AI can help manufacturers automate their business processes by applying data analytics and machine learning to applications such as identifying equipment errors before the malfunctions actually occur, studying HVAC energy consumption patterns, and using machine learning to adjust to optimal energy savings and comfort levels. AI in banking. Data privacy and security are especially critical within the banking industry. Using ML to detect and prevent fraud and cybersecurity attacks, using chatbots and voice assistants, like we talked about earlier, to automate basic customer service functions. AI in healthcare. The healthcare field uses huge amounts of data and increasingly relies on informatics and analytics to provide accurate, efficient healthcare services. AI and ML can help in a number of ways. AI can increase the speed of anomaly detection significantly, as it can analyze images much faster than a human. Manually analyzing x-ray images is a labor-intensive process and might lead to decision fatigue and increased diagnostic errors. AI can help reduce the workload of radiologists, lower the burnout rates, and allow radiologists to focus on patients that need more attention. Analyzing data from users' electronic health records with ML can provide clinical decision support and automated insight. Also, it can be used for capturing and recording provider-patient interactions in exams or telehealth appointments by using NLP to understand and transcribe that interaction. Finally, there's a relatively new service from OpenAI called ChatGPT, which launched on November 30th of 2022, which uses AI and can create paragraphs worth of human conversation-like text. It's free for now and operates as a written conversation between the system and the user asking the questions. I asked ChatGPT what impact AI and ML would have on the music industry. I was marveled at the irony, my asking AI what impact AI would have on the music industry. Here's what I got back. Artificial intelligence, AI, is already beginning to have an impact on the music industry, and this is expected to continue in the future. Some of the ways in which AI is being used in the music industry include, 1. Generating new music. AI algorithms can be trained on existing music to generate new compositions that are similar in style. 2. Analyzing music data. AI can be used to analyze data about music, such as rhythms, melodies, and harmonies used in different songs. This can be used to create personalized music recommendations and identify trends in the music industry. 3. Creating virtual artists. AI can be used to create virtual artists that can perform music and interact with listeners. These virtual artists may be able to perform in a variety of styles and can be customized to meet the preferences of different listeners. 4. Assisting with music production. AI can be used to assist with tasks such as mixing and mastering audio recordings, which can help speed up the music production process and makes it more efficient. Overall, AI is likely to continue to have significant impact on the music industry, both in terms of the music that is created and the way that it is produced and consumed. End of quote. Very interesting. ChatGPT has been banned by several school systems, and across the country, they are grappling with whether to ban the new tool outright or allow students to use it to help under the right circumstances. This highlights some of the things that we will all need to grapple with as AI becomes more prevalent, such as bias in AI algorithms, copyright issues, and even its military applications. Next episode, we'll take a broad look at some of the applications of AI in music, AIM, and whether there's room for all the three M's in AIM. Beyond AIM, it is important for everyone to start becoming familiar with and even comfortable with AI and ML. It is already part of most people's lives and will only become more pervasive in the next 3 to 5 years. In fact, you'd probably be well advised to start considering how AI and ML will change your job and role. Most jobs will forever be changed and many will be displaced. How are you going to be ready? I don't know about you, but I'd rather be part of growing with and steering this next great age than to wake up one day and to be startled and angry that the world has passed me by. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this introduction to AI and ML in music, or AIM, interesting and perhaps even eye-opening. Stick with me, and we will dive into the topic further with specific applications of AI and ML to music and the music industry in the next couple of episodes. Please visit my website, thesoundwaveshow.com, where I have referenced links used in the creation of this episode. All content, except where noted or referenced, is copyright Pat Shepard and thesoundwaveshow.com. The theme song is something that I put together in GarageBand, admittedly with loops. See you next time.